You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English.
How did Sparta Prague, Slavia Prague and Plzeň start their season? Who is the top goal scorer in the Czech First League? Which Czech manager was sacked first and who replaced him? And what do the phrasal verbs to get by and work out mean? Hello everyone, welcome back to the Footglish podcast. My name is Zdeněk Lukas and I'm the host of this podcast, which is about football. And it is also for English learners, for people who are learning English. This was my idea to connect my passion, football, and learning English, because I'm an English teacher. And the idea is that the listeners, that is you, my audience, you can learn English listening to your favorite hobby, football, your favorite sport, your favorite passion. Hopefully we share that interest and hopefully this will help you learn English in a fun way. To be honest, it is important that you get a lot of listening practice, because developing your listening skills is crucial in especially the early stages of learning English. But to be honest, not only in your early stages, at all time you should be exposed to quality English, to high level English, or to English that is at least one level above your own level of English. So this is the idea here. And sometimes I have guests, sometimes I talk alone. Today is one of those times when I talk by myself. I hope you don't mind. And I would like to say a few things about the Czech League, the chance league, as we call it. Because I'm from the Czech Republic. In the future, I will definitely cover the Premier League. You can definitely look forward to that. But for now, the Premier League isn't here yet, right? We have got still a few weeks. We are still a few weeks away from the start of a new season. And that's why we need to get by with the Czech League. Two rounds have been played already. And I'm going to give you my highlights of these two rounds. First of all, let me remind you that actually for the Czech First League, this is a huge season. And that's because the winner gets a Champions League spot. So there is a lot of money involved. It's a big deal for the Czech clubs, because this time you go directly into the Champions League without having to play any qualifiers, which was almost always the case. I think it only happened like once or twice that we had a spot directly in the Champions League, but it's not common practice in the Czech Republic. And that's why this is such a big moment for the Czech clubs, especially for those ambitious clubs like Sparta Prague, Slavia Prague, and also Viktoria Plzeň, which are arguably the three most successful and, let's say, ambitious clubs in the Czech Republic. It could change, because we have got some new clubs like Liberec that have a new owner. Kania is a young, ambitious guy who really has big plans with the club. And then there are some other teams like Baník Ostrava, even Mladá Boleslav, teams that have the potential, but it's a little bit hard to compete with the big boys of Sparta Prague and Slavia Prague, of course, because they are historically the most traditional clubs that have the largest fan base, and a lot of money is pumped into the clubs, of course, with the owners these two clubs have as well. So how are these two clubs and Plzeň doing after two rounds? So Sparta Prague has got 6 points. They won two games, and you could say that it wasn't the prettiest way of winning, but also I don't think there was any doubt in those two games. I think Sparta had those two games under control, more or less. So 6 points, quite deservedly in the first place. on goal difference. Same Victoria Plzeň. 6 points as well, 2 wins. Just like Sparta, I think it's a deserved position. What could we say here? Not much, really. Their striker, their star striker, went to Slavia Prague before the start of the league. So they lost that guy. But they kept a lot of excellent players like Cerf and Schultz. So, you know, quite a comfortable position to be in, not having to sell your best players. Also, they bought a player, Kabongo, but unfortunately for them, he got injured. Christian Kabongo got injured in training, and it seems like it's quite a serious injury. So this young talent is not looking good with him at all. I think he did his ACL. That's a big, obviously big blow for the club. But their European games are yet to be played. I believe they are in the Europa League qualifier. So hopefully they will get to the Europa League. I think they have every chance to do it with all their experience and the players they have and the manager. They've got quite an old manager. I think he's 72 years old or something like that. Kobach is his name. But it's an unbelievable person because despite his age, he's a very progressive manager with excellent ideas. It's like almost like he's playing chess. Every time he has some ideas, it seems like he's playing chess or something like that. You know, the game chess. Yeah, then Slavia Prague, they only have 4 points, and that's because they drew their first game against Slovácko. That was really disappointing. They did much better in their home game. They won that game 4-0, a very convincing victory over České Budějovice. Well, it seems like Slavia Prague have a hangover after the Euros because a lot of their players participated in the tournament. I think they had 10 players in the Euros, which is quite a lot. So obviously they did not join the preseason. I think there is no surprise that their start will be a little bit slower, but they have to try hard not to fall behind too much because losing points in the Czech League can be quite costly. The season is long, but you don't want to start losing points early in the season and then having to catch up. It can be quite ugly, actually, to have to do that. Now, Ostrava, Baník Ostrava looks good, I have to say. Mladá Boleslav lost their first game in a bizarre circumstances when their two players got sent off in their opening game against Jablonec, the team that I cheer for. Speaking of Jablonec, they have 3 points after two games because they also lost to Baník Ostrava away from home. Liberec, as I mentioned, have a new owner, Mr. Kania, who is a young, confident guy. I think he's about 30 years old or something like that. And he is very different in the way he communicates because he talks to the media. He goes to all different podcasts and I've heard all his interviews. Very transparent. He prides himself on being very transparent. You know what? Some people say he might struggle in the Czech League because of him trying to be different, trying to change everything. And also kind of over-ambitious because sometimes when you have young people, they have all these ideals, right? And it doesn't always work out. For example, it happens to teachers very often, right? When you start as a teacher, after graduating from university, you have all these fresh ideas and you want to implement everything. And then you realize that it's almost impossible to make that work because of the environment you are in. So I'm a little bit afraid that something similar might happen to Mr. Kania. But you never know. It could work out well for him. I think it's kind of a breath of fresh air, actually. And it might make the league more interesting because he's like a marketing guy as well. He focuses on marketing, tries to do it well. And I think it's interesting. It makes the league more interesting. Yeah, so far I would say the league has been interesting enough. We have seen some interesting moments. Also, the transfer window is still open. So it looks like Slavia and Sparta Prague have big squads. And some of their players are wanted by big teams, actually. Preciado is an Ecuadorian player playing for Sparta Prague, and he's wanted by apparently Everton from the Premier League, which would be a big move, of course, for the Czech League as well, if we had a player in the Premier League, player that has been in the Czech League, wanted by a Czech club, is always a big moment. Then by an English club is always a big moment. And then there is Oscar, the midfielder who has been at Slavia for a long time, 26-year-old, I think he's from Liberia, I think so. And he is linked with Galatasaray Istanbul or possibly even Sevilla. So those two players, the Czech League could lose them soon because those are, of course, big opportunities for those footballers. So you wouldn't blame them if they left, right? They would have higher salary, better conditions and all that, bigger club. So the Czech League might lose those two guys, right? We should also say that the Czech League has unfortunately lost two young talents. We have mentioned the Kabongo guy. He got injured for Plzeň. Something similar happened to Vlček. He also completely destroyed his knee in a match. I think it was in the first game of the season. It's a Slavia Prague defender. Unfortunately, those two players, they had a chance to make it to the international squad, in my opinion. Very good young talent. So now their progress will be interrupted or stalled by at least, I would say, one season, because those injuries, they are until the end of the season, probably, most likely. So, yeah. We had one surprising comeback, Kairinen, playing for Spartak Prague. I would say they're arguably their biggest star. He returned on the pitch earlier than expected. I heard on a podcast that he had eaten a lot of yogurts, and that's why he kept himself in good shape, physically and mentally, because of eating a lot of yogurt. So now he's back on the pitch, so I think that's great news for Sparta Prague. What I've noticed a lot is that both Slavia and Sparta Prague do very heavy rotations. Yeah, so you kind of expect it from Slavia Prague because their manager, Jindřich Trpišovský, always used to do that. With Sparta Prague, it's happening as well, but it seems to be working. They have a manager, Lars Friis. He used to be the assistant manager to Brian Priske, who left for Feyenoord Rotterdam. He's now the manager of Feyenoord Rotterdam. After winning two titles with Sparta Prague, no one could blame him. And now, you know, his former assistant became the first coach. He is also from Denmark, so we have got a Danish coach. And that's really interesting. And we have an interesting situation with Václav Jurečka, who was the top goal scorer in the Czech League twice in a row, I believe, yeah, in two consecutive seasons. And he's a Slavia Prague striker, but he refused to sign his contract. And now he's got, I think, one season left. And I think there are some issues, some internal issues with the management because of him not wanting to sign that deal. Now he is kind of being sidelined. So his role in the team has been reduced. It looks like he's just on the bench, but that's a bit weird because if you have a top goal scorer, can you really afford to do that? It's a bit strange. I think there is some bitterness going on between the chairman Jaroslav Tvrdík and this player. I don't honestly know what was said. It's a bit strange, honestly. We have seen some big goals as well. The most beautiful goal was by Kliment. I think it was in the game against České Budějovice. Kliment is a player playing for Olomouc, Sigma Olomouc, and he scored a fantastic bicycle kick. In that game, he actually scored a brace. He got two goals under his belt, and this goal, the bicycle kick, was absolutely awesome. It was the top quality, almost didn't seem like Czech League to me, but that was absolutely brilliant. Then there was a hat-trick as well. Mladá Boleslav has a player called Mareček, who scored a hat-trick. All of these three goals were kind of simple goals, but, you know, even simple goals count, even if they were easy. Scoring three goals is a great achievement, of course. So well done. Mareček is now the top goal scorer, obviously. After two rounds, having three goals, that's enough for being on top. There was a really bizarre goal scored by a player with an interesting name, Dominik Hašek, who also used to be a famous Czech goalkeeper who used to play in the NHL for Buffalo Sabres. And now we have a footballer, Dominik Hašek. I don't think they are related. But basically, he was crossing from kind of the halfway line, and the keeper was trying to catch the ball and missed the ball with his feet. Oh, sorry, with his hands. And I don't think he even touched the ball. It just went into the goal. The ball was slow. It was just a slow, lofted ball, like a cross. And the goalkeeper completely missed it, mistimed it. And it was like a really surprising error, basically, a blunder. And that goal was scored by Dominik Hašek, as I said, playing for Dukla Praha. It was a derby game. Dukla Prague is a Prague team, and the game was against Bohemians. They are another Prague team. And Bohemians were the better team in this game. They were the home side as well. But because of this weird goal, they lost their game 1-0. We had one manager sacked already. Jiří Lerch from České Budějovice was sacked with his entire staff. And that's because after two games, they only had 0 points. But it looked a bit weird because at České Budějovice, they have a new owner. And it looked kind of like it was sort of prepared, like they didn't want this manager there. They wanted to implement their own people. So they were waiting for this opportunity to happen, and they did it really quickly. It seemed a bit unfair. Jiří Lerch was replaced by František Straka, who is a well-known Czech coach. I would say he's kind of a TV personality. He's a funny guy who always speaks very fast and has kind of erratic kind of behavior and kind of hot-tempered personality, and always uses German words when he speaks Czech, which is a bit weird. But to be honest, it could help České Budějovice because they have three German players and one player from Austria. So these are German speakers. So from that point of view, the appointment of František Straka could be a good choice. He also comes from that place. He is originally from the south of Bohemia. So České Budějovice is like the capital of the south. So I think we will see. Then we have got another interesting coach back in the Czech league. Of course, I already spoke about Dukla Praha. Petr Rada, who is probably the most controversial Czech manager. He is like another hot-tempered coach, and he always says something incredible during his press conferences or interviews that it doesn't fit the 21st century, basically. He often, when it comes to like some players of different skin color or players, international players, he doesn't mean it. I don't think he's necessarily racist, but he's just so awkward whenever he speaks about players like that. And he even got a ban last season. He was in the second league with his team Dukla Prague, and he got an 8-month ban. This ban was later reduced down to 3 months, and he also got a fine of 80,000 Czech crowns. Now he's back in the league, but during his press conference, he said basically that the apology that was issued by him and that led to him getting the ban reduced, actually, he admitted that he didn't even read it, that he just signed it, which was a weird thing to do, to be honest with you. He should just admit that he had made a mistake. I don't understand why he's trying to be this kind of person. It's just he's a bit of a dinosaur for me. I'm sorry. It's just who I think he is. Of course, he can have his opinions, but honestly, you can't say on the one hand that you are not racist and then say things which are considered racist in the 21st century. So he should be more careful, but I don't think you can change him. He's in his 60s, I think, and he's just kind of old school manager, you know, like retro manager, as I heard it on another podcast called Nosici Vody, one of my favorite Czech podcasts about football. And I completely agree with this assessment, to be honest. Yeah, we also had three Czech teams in the European Cups. We have seen them already because they were in the second round of their competitions. Sparta Prague won their game against Shamrock Rovers. In about 1 hour's time, they are playing the second leg at home. They have a comfortable 2-0 lead after the first leg, so I don't think there will be any problem. Sparta Prague looked dominant in that game. It was that game for which I did a preview in the previous episode of the Footglish podcast. Remember the one I recorded with Karl? Yeah. So that was about Sparta Prague, Shamrock Rovers. Shamrock Rovers were very disappointing in that game for me. I did not expect this to be so easy for Sparta Prague, but there was a huge difference in quality. And of course, I'm happy because I support Sparta Prague. Also, Baník Ostrava played really well. They beat their opponents 5-1. Boleslav, Mladá Boleslav, they were not as convincing as the other two teams, but also they got a good result, I believe 2-0. So in the end, all is good. And after the first leg of the round two qualifiers, and it seems like all three teams have a decent chance of advancing to the next round. As far as the Czech Fantasy League goes, and if you want to join the Czech Fantasy League, the link is in the description. I have to say it's the one that is done by eSports, by the way, eSport, the Czech Fantasy League. I have to say that I haven't been doing very well. I have been really struggling. It's my first time playing the Czech Fantasy League because I've got a lot of experience playing the FPL, the Fantasy Premier League, but this one is a bit tough for me. Anyway, I think that's about it for today. Thank you very much. These were my highlights. I might speak about the Czech League later, but I cannot guarantee it. Hopefully, I will get some interesting guests as well to speak about maybe Sparta Prague, Slavia Prague. I think more will come, especially when those bigger matches arrive. Hopefully, there will be some bigger matches in the European competitions, and perhaps the derby, and then I think there will be a good chance to talk. Okay, well, that's it for today. I think all that you are waiting for is now the language corner. So let's do it. Welcome back. This is the language corner. I told you already that I'm an English teacher. I keep repeating it. I think you should know, because you should know who your host is. You should know you are in good hands. And so in the language corner, that's when I'm going to showcase my teaching skills. That's when I teach you something. And this time I am going to take a look at two phrasal verbs: to get by and to work out. To be honest, phrasal verbs often have more meanings, and in these specific two cases, we are looking at those two specific meanings that were used for those two contexts, which I'm going to tell you now. So the first one is when I was talking about the fact that the Premier League is still not here, and that is why I have to talk about the Czech League on the Football Footglish podcast. I literally said that the Premier League is still not here yet. We are 3 months away from the start of the season, and that's why we will have to get by with the Czech League. So to get by in this case basically means that we will have to do what we can. We will have to use the resources that are available to us. Yeah, we don't really have any other choice. But to get by can mean so many different things. In this case, it kind of means we'll have to improvise. We will have to just do this because we don't have an alternative, right? That's the meaning that is used in this case. Then the second one, I said, sometimes when you have young people who have these ideals, I was talking about Kanye, the new Liberec owner. I said, when you have new ideas, it doesn't always work out because of the environment that you are entering, right? When I gave you an analogy to when you become an English teacher, when you become a teacher, a fresh graduate from university, you have all these fresh ideas and you almost feel like you want to, you have this drive, you want to change everything, but then you are disillusioned very soon because you realize that the environment that you have to work in doesn't allow you or makes it hard for you to implement those ideas, right? And I said that it doesn't always work out. I use this phrasal verb to work out. Again, to work out can mean so many different things. You can work out in the gym, for example. But here, if something doesn't always work out, it means it's not always going to work, right? It's not always going to succeed. It's not always going to develop in a satisfactory way, in a suitable way, in the way that you expect. So I don't want to, you know, be negative. I think it's too early to say it. Kanye might be very successful, but it might also not work out. All right. Well, I hope this episode of the Footglish podcast has worked out for you. I hope that you enjoyed it. And don't forget that it's still a very young podcast, very young indeed, because I created it about 2 months ago. So it's early days for the podcast and I need your support more than ever. Later, it might be much easier for me, you know, because once a podcast is established, once a lot of people know about the podcast, then it's easier to get connections and get more listeners. But when you're at the very beginning, that's when I need your help. So please, why don't you write a review on Apple Podcasts, give me 5 stars on Spotify, do all that good stuff that can actually help me make this podcast better in the future and keep me motivated as well, which is also very important for me wanting to publish more and more episodes for you. I do love doing it. I really enjoy it, but it also takes my time. So understandably, I need to find some kind of balance. Anyway, that's all for today. Thank you very much for listening, and I will speak to you soon. Take care, everyone, and enjoy your summer. Bye-bye.